Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this historic episode of Failing Better with Sean McLaughlin. Johnny Pelham is still here there.
I am still here there.
Yeah, well, it was weird the way I said that, right?
It was a bit weird, but I quite liked it. You kept me on my toes, which is always a good place to be.
That's what good friends do, I think. They, you know, you give an arm around the shoulder, but you also call them out for your bullshit.
That's the opposite of what I'm like as a friend. I would say, as a friend, I'm sycophantic to your face, aggressive behind your back. That's what I can offer as a friendship.
That is the core ethos of this podcast.
Yeah. To Sean's face, I say brilliant comedian, I say wonderful man. Behind his back, I say probably a terrorist, definitely unhappy.
Who's asking that question?
The police, regularly.
Their questions are, is he a terrorist and is he happy? Yeah. I'd say the first one is more their concern.
This has been a sting operation for 8 months now.
This is mental health, actually.
No, but what they're waiting for, one day if I was say, oh, he seems really happy today, they'd be like, right, something's going ahead and they'll arrest you. That's why they asked the second question.
He seems really happy today.
That's,
he seems really happy. He's preparing his bombs. He loves preparing his bombs.
You never want a terrorist to be happy. That's one of the Met's main policies. If they see Abu Hamza playing a game of solitaire, they just bat it out of his hand and go, never be happy.
They bat it out. What do they bat it? The card. One card out of his hand. A man who notoriously does not have hands.
He has one hand, didn't he? I thought he had a hook. One hook, didn't he?
Well, I think he has two hooks.
He has one hook.
That can't be true, is it? He must. I think he only has one hook. No, you're right, actually. He can't have a hook for each hand, can he?
That'd be more than Captain Hook.
Right.
My named after.
Look. We've gone down the wrong path here. The point is...
I just said, should Abu Hamza's name be changed to Captain Hook's?
Right. Genuinely, listeners, this isn't how we wanted to break the news to you, but life isn't perfect. We are stopping the podcast. And it's directly because of diversions like the one that we've made. It's having an impact on our mental health.
The podcast, we've decided to end it. Like a grandma going to Switzerland, we are going to kill it.
just to let you know that in the first recording of this episode, Johnny said a grandma going to Austria. So,
that's
and he said Abu Hamza is notorious for his basketball skills due to his long, real hands.
It was an episode that was all over the place, to be honest.
Yeah, a little bit. So, we're ending it. We're very...
we're both killing ourselves.
We're both going to commit ritual suicide, as we expect most of you to do. This is going to be called the Failing Better Murders. It's going to be like Jonestown.
We hope we've inspired that much loyalty in you that you will look now at your family, at your children, at your dog, perhaps, and think, no, if Sean and Johnny are not in this world, I cannot be either. And kill yourself, please.
I don't know if this is a good... We came into this thinking it would be good to have a nice uplifting ending. All we've talked about is Abu Hamza and how we want everyone to kill themselves. Don't kill yourself. Be happy. Find another podcast that actually is competent. And you'll live a long, happy life like you all deserve to. And you'll have wonderful intercourse and nice meals.
That sounds lovely. I'd love lovely intercourse and nice meals.
Yes. That's you live like a Danish person. That's,
what they should play. They should call Valentine's Day lovely intercourse and nice food day.
I mean, that's not reflective of the Valentine's days I have with my wife.
Well, what are they like?
Cold egg, and quick cuddle. God, this is shit.
Our famous slogan there.
Is this shit? Was that your favourite of our slogans?
I like Bangladesh always wins, because it does. Except in the great fight against the climate emergency, which all the world is losing, but Bangladesh.
This is so depressing. Shut up. All right.
Optimism. Optimism from now on. We've talked about Abu Hamza's a mass suicide in Bangladesh.
Oh, God.
So what's the most optimistic thing we can talk about? I guess the podcast...
Well, I suppose the most optimistic thing is we're still going ahead with our live show in November, which is pretty optimistic for a podcast that doesn't exist anymore. This is the ultimate failing better story, don't you think? Cancel it in June. Smash sellout hit in November. Maybe we get false ideas about how popular we could be. We start the podcast again. And we're back in the same cycle.
The cycle of doom. No, I'm excited to do the Cheerful Earful podcast in November. We have officially decided to stop doing the podcast for a bit. There's a chance it might come back in September, or we might do something else together. But we just felt like we're just taking a lot of our time and it isn't quite going as we hoped. And we had a chat today and we just felt like it was time for us to...
It takes more time than you'd think doing this. And yeah, we don't mind doing it. We always enjoyed it. We know we've always got listeners, and a lot of you have been here since the beginning, and we're very grateful. But we're busy bees, and this is the worst honey that we produce. That's a good little metaphor, wouldn't you say?
It is a good metaphor. I wish it was true. I mean, you should see some of the honey I'm producing. It is inedible and horrible. But I'm hoping to produce better honey in the future.
Yeah, basically we're stopping because we want to focus on producing better honey.
Yeah, I've got loads of bees and I'm going to get into the honey business, and Sean is going to come right along for that ride with me.
I mean, imagine if I just, that's the end of it.
I woke up at 6 a.m. today and haven't had a nap, and I feel too...
Up because you were nervous about this announcement episode?
I woke up because Sophie woke up, and then it's too hot to get back to sleep.
It is bloody hot. I wonder if our decision to end this podcast has been linked to the heat.
I've not been sleeping well. I need a fan. I mean, both in my comedy career
We do need fans. That's why we're stopping this podcast.
That was good. That was great. So do you have any final words to say to the listener?
I'll say this. We don't want to end this podcast. We love talking to each other, and we love the listeners that we have. We think you guys get it, and you're funny. I'm sure you understand why this podcast is limited in its success due to the fact that we almost exclusively talk about 69ing. And we've opened our farewell episode by speculating on how many hooks Abu Hamza had, and I've had to already edit out a long thing Johnny just said about climate change, which I have. I am going to edit that out.
Why? That's fun. Not fun, but true.
Yeah, that's the point. Not fun, but true. That's not really the credo of this podcast.
What, do you think this is a lying, unhappy podcast? No, I speak truth to power, and that can be unsettling, and it can make people scared, but that is my job as a citizen of the goddamn country that I live in. Venezuela.
Don't even care about what he said there, listeners. The truth is... We love you, who we've got listening to this show, but there just aren't enough of you for us to justify the time it takes. And that's life.
That is life. And we do love you, and we've really enjoyed doing it. I've loved talking to Sean. I've loved talking to you all, in a way. And it has been, you know, probably the most delightful thing I've ever done in my life. But it isn't working anymore, and I must stop immediately.
It's starting to encroach on our actual lives. People insulting us about the podcast. People say, what the fuck was that episode? We're like, we're just trying to make a buck. We're just trying to make a living. We're just humble guys. Now, Glastonbury Festival is coming up next weekend, and I put the gauntlet out to you, listeners. If any of you are going to the Glastonbury Festival and we're watching the footage, and we see a flag in the audience saying, bring back Failing Better, I swear to you on my life, we will bring this show back forever.
Forever is a big amendment. I don't want to be 82.
I think when I say forever, I mean when we're dead, our kids will be making this show. They'll go to the family business.
I'm never going to reproduce. There's no way. The world does not need another John.
I think the world needs more Johns.
Do you?
And I think, I think the world needs them talking to more Shauns on Failing Better.
Maybe this is how it ends. Maybe we need to immediately leave and impregnate our wives and try and get Failing Better just clones of this just everywhere.
It's not worked out for us. However, the next generation we have faith in. So we are going to specifically breed our children with one purpose in mind. Quality content.
As our babies come out of the womb, we hand them a podcast microphone.
We hand them a podcast microphone. We hand them a guide from Acast on how to upload podcasts. We hand them bullet point lists on current talking points.
It's going to be exciting. They go to podcast school where they hang out with, James Acast and Ed Gamble's children.
Yeah, and ours will be bullied. They go, you shouldn't be here. You're scummy. Our dads do a real podcast. Your dads just do Failing Better. And our dad said that's the worst podcast they ever appeared on. And our kids will be like, no, we love it.
That's exactly what happened. And then we'll talk to our kids about Abu Hamza and how many hooks he has on his hand.
Listen. Abu Hamza's son is appearing on the first episode of Failing Better, The Next Generation. Goes full circle. Jess Bordelli Jr. becomes the greatest Patreon we've ever had.
In my head, Abu Hamza's kid also has two hooks for that, somehow.
It's a family trait, isn't it? And Mini Sean is just there going, give us 7 stars, because in the future it's out of 7 stars.
Yeah, yeah. And Mini Sean is taller than even Daddy Sean, and his head reaches into the clouds. And people say, what's the weather like up there, Sean? And he says, stop bullying me. But also, it's lovely, actually.
He goes, it's lovely, but I hope my son isn't even taller than me. He will immediately die because there'd be no oxygen that high.
He'll wear the sun as a cat.
My grandson is going to be so tall, he's going to wear the sun as a hat. And ladies and gentlemen, if that sort of content can't make this a viable podcast, then I don't know what will.
It's impossible. How can I not commodify my words? I find it baffling. The world's gone mad.
I'm going to miss these chats, Johnny.
And
I am going to miss these chats.
I'm going to have a lot of free time that I'm going to enjoy spending in various activities.
It is hard to believe how many films and TV shows I can now watch, and how many jokes I'll write, and how many clips I'll produce on my Instagram to make me go to the top.
I'd love it if you went to the top, Sean. I think, honestly, Sean, if you go to the top, let's bring the podcast back.
Okay. What's your definition of the top?
I don't know, really. I guess sort of making a career from comedy, not having to work in a lad books on this spot.
We're already there.
Oh.
Is this us saying that we're bringing the pod back? That's right, listeners, we're doing it.
I guess if you, Ricky Gervais has tossed the pot for you, then we bring the podcast back.
Yes. And who are you opening for tonight? A gecko?
I'm opening for a gecko. I'm opening for, what's he called? Someone the gecko.
What I like is that we're now at the point, we've lost so much faith in this project that we don't even speculate that maybe they could listen to this and find out.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like normally you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't include this on a public episode of a podcast, of me insulting who I'm opening for.
Oh, yeah. But I don't mind about that. I can't find his name, though. He's a therapy gecko. I'm supporting a gecko. It's the inevitable demise of my career. And it's happening in real time at the Frog and Bucket tonight.
So, yeah, we look forward to getting that report.
Never.
When Johnny is 80 on his son's podcast. That would be so cute if we had 2 little kids and they just started a really good podcast in tribute to their dads.
I mean, actually, if it became more successful, I'd feel intensely jealous of them.
Yeah, we'd have to leech on them a bit.
I think we'd have to gaslight them a lot.
Mm.
I'm planning on gaslighting my kid, whatever happens, really, so that won't change much.
What sort of gaslighting are you going to do?
I don't know, just sort of, you know, really compliment them, and then they'll smile and they'll say, God, a bit arrogant. Like, really quite vicious stuff, really.
Just go, yeah, beautiful dress. I actually saw a girl wearing that recently. Basically, we're negging them.
Yeah, she looked... I don't mean to neg them. I think, but yeah, that girl looks a lot better than you will ever look.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Why aren't you fit like that bloke?
Also, I'm going to call them son and daughter. And then son two, son three. Son three, you're a wanker. Now go bring my milk and cookies.
That's your diet, is it? Milk and cookies. Every day is Christmas Eve in the Pelham house.
And I'm Santa. And I'm bringing presents such as low self-esteem, intrusive thoughts, and inability to regulate their emotions.
Well, we end as we begin, in a strange, tragic, awkward spot, begging for reviews. Now, look, I don't want to blame the failure of this podcast on you, the listener, but genuinely, we asked for 5-star reviews, we kept asking for them, and only 70 of you ever gave them to us on Spotify, and even less on Apple.
And wankers, that's what we're saying.
The Patreons have had such a lovely last episode. I want you to know that. They put their money in their pocket. Most of them put the minimum in, and we're trying to ignore that. But some of them still put their hand in their pocket. They pulled it out. They threw us some coin. Okay? They oiled the wheels of this economy. You, listening to this for free, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself, because me and Johnny are good kids with a big dream, and now it's in tatters. Why? Because you couldn't give us a 5-star review.
I hope you're ashamed of yourself. Oh, you want them fussed now? Listen to this. Crying.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want you to have the self-esteem of my future offspring. Incredibly low.
Yeah.
Incredibly low.
And if you were even think about using this self-esteem as a springboard to start a podcast, then think again, because we will find it and we'll give you 1-star reviews. So how about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to salt the ground like Carthage so nothing can raise from this shithole, all right? Nothing will ever grow out of this podcast.
It's going to take every one of our listeners 20 years to even recover from the end of this fucking pod.
Yeah. Everyone now is going to prematurely ejaculate. You'll never have an orgasm. Nothing joyful ever happen in your life again. Because you didn't give us enough fucking reviews and now we have to go and not do the podcast, don't you? Proud of yourself.
Johnny's opening for a goddamn gecko. He should be opening for Obama. Minimum.
Minimum. Obama should be fucking opening for me. The gecko should be opening for Obama. Obama should be opening for me. That's how it goes. Gecko, Obama, Johnny. Not yes. Johnny, gecko, Obama not even in the picture. Where the fuck's Obama?
Yeah. Where's Obama? He was always our dream guest. We never even got close to the motherfucker.
No, the audacity of hope. More like the fucking audacity of Barack Obama not coming off fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that we're both shagging Michelle on the side. And I'm glad she's having an affair with who? The Failing Better Boys. And don't you forget it. And there may be some people thinking, well, that's not true. DNA test.
Jeremy Kyle. That's from the episode we wanted. We wanted Michelle Obama, Jeremy Kyle, and some children who have incredibly low self-esteem.
All we want in this life, it's simple. We want Barack Obama to be our support act. His support act is a gecko. And Michelle leaves Barack to be in a thruple with me and Johnny. And maybe through her, we sire 2 offspring who can start a better version of this podcast in about 60 years. The entire process starts again. That's all we want.
Is that too much to fucking ask? Is that too much to fucking ask?
What happened to this country? Thatcher shut down the mines. Did she shut down the coal mines of our aspiration?
Did she shut down our minds when she shut down the mines?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like we're a free-thinking country anymore. I feel like Richard Littlejohn had it right when he said, everything's shit and I'm an old wanker.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Barack Obama had it wrong when he said that, yes, we can, because we can't, Barack. We can't do it without you, babe.
Of course we can. We can't do anything. What a lie yes we can is. Yes we can slip dangerously into fascism. That's the end of that sentence, isn't it?
Do you know what, Johnny? We're too good for this podcast.
I hate... Everyone who's ever listened to this podcast, I hate them.
Seriously though, thank you for listening. We might delete all the episodes soon. So if you like them, download them. We might delete them all. We view this as a scorched earth policy, I think.
I think we were talking about this. The fear is we've said something mental on a podcast that comes back to haunt us.
I don't think we were ever offensive, though. We were never gratuitous. I think it's more like we've said stuff that would sort of... Like if we were ever in a custody battle, they'd say, well, we can't possibly let you go. Particularly this episode, I'd say. Yeah. This episode in particular would be Exhibit A. Well, it's interesting that you want custody of the children, because in the last episode of Failing Better, Judge Booze. Just fuck off, Judge.
Well, yeah, you're giving us a one-star review of you, Judge. Well, I give you a judging a one-star review.
I don't think you look good in that little helmet.
You look stupid. Banging your little hammer. Why don't you get a bigger hammer?
Get a big hammer.
Yeah. What can you do with that hammer?
Get one as big as our knobs.
Yeah, they don't even sell them. You can't even construct them. Hammer as big as my penis.
My penis is a fucking Trojan horse.
It's like Thor's hammer. My penis is like Thor's hammer. And your little judge, cluck, cluck, cluck. Order, order. I give you an order, and it's a fuck off.
Yeah, we're giving you an order, Judge. Fuck off and give us our kids. Also, do you know what 69ing is? Because everyone keeps talking about it, and we haven't figured it out yet.
But we really want to know.
We want to know.
Tell us what it is.
We need our kids back. How else would they start a podcast?
We need our kids back because we need to do a podcast.
So, I mean, I suppose our goal was to go out on a note that made sure that none of you ever wanted another episode. And I think mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Like Iraq in 2004. Let's get a banner up behind us both that says mission accomplished, because we have solved the issue of anyone ever wanting to listen to this podcast ever again.
Well done, listeners. You've torn down a statue of me and Johnny and you're dragging it through the town square, hitting it with your shoes.
And you think this is liberating day, but long term, it isn't. Nothing ever changes.
We were the best thing that ever happened to you. You had it, you blew it. Well done, yeah. British public.
You fucking idiots. The British public really are. I don't see this... You know, obviously, generalisations are crass, untrue, and offensive. But the British public are the biggest slime balls.
I think Abu Hamza was right.
And you know what? I think his penis was a hook as well. I think he had three hooks.
Yeah. I'm going to get a hook for hand.
Bring back Abu Hamza.
We've decided to set up a new podcast about bringing back Abu Hamza.
Where is Abu Hamza? Where are we bringing him back from?
Where is he? We're bringing him back. We're bringing Hamza back. Right. I need to look up where he is. We are going to delete this in a week, I think.
I think in a week we will get rid of all of the episodes.
I mean, he does not look like a friendly man.
Let's get him on the pad. I think he just hasn't had enough love and support in his life.
He's alive. He's 65.
I think one of us should dress up as a hamster and do a Hamza hamster based joke. We could say, Abu, hamster, how are you? Is that funny?
I think I wasn't really listening to you. but I'm sure it was hilarious because you said it. He was found guilty on 11 charges in 2006. I don't know how long he was in prison for, though. But in September 2012, Frank Gardner claimed that Queen Elizabeth II had been upset that Abu Hamza could not be arrested. And then he was extradited to the United States.
Always a good thing in anyone's life, I think.
So there you go. That's that's it. That's 2 years of our life summed up with this.
So do you have any final part before we leave, Sean? Do you have anything to say?
Genuinely, thank you for listening. We know that we had good listeners who clocked into this show, liked it. We liked it. Shame there weren't more of you. We would have kept doing it, but that's life. And we'll try and be back in another form at some point. Me and Johnny are still friends. We don't know whether it will be another podcast or another thing, but do come to the live show.
Coming to the live show. It's been ever so much fun doing this. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavours. Remember, try to do good.
Guys,
if you can't do good, don't be evil.
Hey, the message of this podcast is don't be evil, okay? All we've ever tried to do is lead some of you, maybe with a bit of doubt, into the light.
Mm.
Be kind to your fellow man.
I see myself as a sheepdog, and I see you as my little sheep.
Yeah.
And we're
like
sending
that.
You straight to the slaughterhouse.
Come on.
You're going to be a burger soon, little sheep.
You're going to be a bloody kebab.
Ooh, yeah, you've not been able to move enough, so you will just have to be a kebab, because you're definitely not going to be a free-range burger or anything. You're in a lot of pain, sheep, and death's coming for you.
Okay, enjoy your lives. Thank you for nothing, British public. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.